Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Hallett. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jack Hallett. And now, play ball. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ostrowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. Bill Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Kiner moves to third. Cox moves to second. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ostrowski. The throw from Baker and he is safe. Ostrowski steals second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustine takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Hallett covering, for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell who is chasing the ball. Cavaretta reaches third base with a triple. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Skeffing and he is out, Sturgeon applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Ostrowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chipman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hallett hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sturgeon for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gustine hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard strikes out. 1 out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeffing takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Skeffing moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chipman bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Skeffing scores. Stringer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cubs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ostrowski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hallett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 3 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Maurice Van Robais now playing first base. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Skeffing hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chipman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ostrowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Ostrowski reaches second base with a double. Chipman moves to third. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 4 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a pop-up towards third. Ostrowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.